Very good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome along to Sunday Central. Big hour and 40 minutes coming up this morning. We're going to kick it off with a look at the Victorian program today at Ballarat, where we race on a soft six. Harry White's back from his first trip to the Bull to go through the program with us. Ben Ascari's going to join us. Ralphie along to talk all things footy. The Cats turning over the Tigers on Friday night. Big game between the Suns and the Saints, and also the Giants and the Bombers and Collingwood. Nathan Buckley's coaching tenure alive with an 18-point victory over the Kangaroos before we seen a cracker between the Swans and the Demons at the MCG last night. The power too good for the Crows in the showdown, and we'll have a full wrap of the three games this afternoon. Hawthorn and the Eagles at the MCG. Big task for the Eagles away from Perth. The Dogs will take on the Blues in a traditional Mother's Day clash, and then the Lions and the Dockers will bring down the curtain on this round of football. Form Express, a light one today. Mudgee, Goulburn, Sunshine Coast before Luke Humphreys takes us through the program at Gunbower and George Ferrugia to round it out with a look at the preview of Sandown this afternoon. But we'll get cracking with the preview at Ballarat and say a very good morning to Harry White.
Good morning, Brendan.
How did we fare after the first trip to the Bull, Harry?
I actually came out relatively unscathed. I think the main reason for that is because you and I didn't have the chance to get up to any mischief together.
Well, that was good for the head and good for the wallet. So maybe next year we'll explore a little bit further. But how did you find your first experience there? Big crowds and the steeplechase on Thursday?
Yeah, it was really good. I'm disappointed that it took me up until now to go. And it's definite. If you haven't been, it's a must-do, as you would know. It's a fantastic atmosphere, great group of people, and obviously a big night ahead after each and every race day.
Yep. Program today at Ballarat, how do we see this one?
I actually quite like it. There's a couple of short price favourites early on in the card I'm probably not keen to take on or bet into, but I think there's some value around and some that I'm keen enough on at a nice enough price.
Race one on the program is a two-year-old. Scratchings here from the first 1, 3, 9, 11, 12, 15 and 16 come out of race number one. Ostracised is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite here at $3. Express Master off a good jump out at Cranbourne, $3.20. Dream Witness ploughed through the heavy ground in a jump out, $4.20. Oakley, $7.50. Sudoku at $8.50. Plenty given a hope here in the first, Harry. Plenty of unknowns working off jump out form. Who do we like?
Yeah, definitely. I'm siding with number two, Express Master. I've liked what I've seen in numerous jump outs leading into this. Two-back, I thought he closed off really nicely. The most recent jump out you referenced wasn't asked to do much and still looked quite good to my eye. Has a couple of full siblings that are winners. I'm hoping it runs in the family, and a good mate of mine, Mark Malloy, is in this horse, so best of luck to him and connections. Two on top of eight, ostracized, went around as favourite first up. I thought did enough. Blinkers on, back in trip. He should go forward and get every chance. Dream Witness, I thought won a jump out nicely of late. Looks set for a solid showing. And Oakley is another one that looks to have ability. Recent jump out was good, again, without being asked a lot. 2, 8, 14, 7.
2, 8, 14, and 7 from Harry. Same four numbers from me, just a little bit of a swing on them. I'm going with number 14, Dream Witness, down the bottom. McDee takes a ride for the Bassett and Young team. Loved her work in solid time on wet ground at Cranbourne. Was in the heavy rains, gets onto the soft six today. She moved really nicely through the wet ground. If she can bring that jump out form, I think she's going to take some beating. Express Master has moved well at the jump outs at Cranbourne also. Number 8, Ostracised, went to Geelong, seems a strong enough race, had a good run close to a soft speed there, but gets the blinkers on today, comes back in trip. Prince Alexander, who was a good winner last Sunday, comes through the same race there as Ostracised, and then 7, Oakley, was pushed out in a recent Cranbourne jump out, but did show a little bit there. 14, 2, 8 and 7 for mine in race number 1. Race number 2 on the program. This is a maiden over 1,100 metres. 6, Francine, a recent winner, is a scratching. Lady Cumberland is the favourite here. Horse number 8 for Dean Larson and John Allen. $2.50. Strategy 3 in Hot Water, $6.50. The Waterman, $7.50. Mutinous, $9.50. Who are those guys at 13, Harry?
I'm glad to see the market adjust itself with Lady Cumberland. I'm happy to be with that horse resuming. Really liked her recent jump out. She beat All Bar Electric Bell on debut last prep. That horse has won a further two races since, the latter being a benchmark 70 at Hillside. I think she can lead. I'm hoping she proves very hard to get past. The McAvoy debutant, number four, the Waterman, sparks my interest after some sound jump outs. He looks set for a solid debut. Number three, Strategy, has found one better in both runs this prep. The latter went odds-on favourite. There's no real knock on him. Was under the odds for mine when going around as favourite. I think getting out to probably more of the right price. And In Hot Water, filled the minor money in four or five runs last prep. If it's not here, I doubt she stays a maiden for much longer this preparation. 8437.
8437 from Harry. I'm happy to back number two, Mutinous, here. Really liked the jump out on wet ground at Camperdown. Had a little bit of issues settling last preparation, particularly the last run when he was a little bit over the top heading to Wangaratta. But his work in his most recent jump out at Camperdown was really encouraging. Just short of a double figure price. I think if Patrick Maloney can get him to settle, he's going to have plenty left to offer at the back end. Two Mutinous each way on top of number eight Lady Cumberland, narrowly beaten at Kilmore on the boot, strong jump out at Camperdown up close to the speed. Four, which is the Waterman, another one that come through a set of jump outs at Camperdown, makes its debut for the McAvoys, and then the $1.7 million yearling who's now a gelding, Strategy, fronting up for start number five. Had his chance at Cranbourne, blew the start at Werribee. If he puts it together, he could probably win, but happy to go around without much of my nodding. 2, 8, 4, and 3 for mine in race number two. Race number three on the program from Ballarat today on this soft six is where we see the first of the real shorties. It's a maiden for the three-year-olds over 1,200 metres. Seven is a scratching. Foxy Frieda is the favourite for John Allen and Andrew Noblet at $1.75. Visualising 4.20. Gunner Gunner at 9.50. Gotta Be Honest 12 with Hell of a Deal. And Charlie's 10, a $15 chance. Who are we tipping in race three, Harry?
I'm with the favourite, Brendan. I'm just thinking surely Foxy Frieda doesn't follow her trend of finding one better today. She did have a chance last start and was going around at $1.30, but was narrowly beaten. Worth noting there was almost five lengths back to third place getter. I couldn't take $1.75, but concede she's the most likely winner. Visualising, I see as a genuine danger. Resumes, has trialled and jumped out nicely. Two runs last prep, I think we're good enough for this. Got to Be Honest and Gunner Gunner look the most likely pair to be fighting at the minor money for mine. We'll go 8, 6, 9, 10.
8, 6, 9 and 10 from Harry with Foxy Frieda as well. Three times to the races, three times in the bridesmaid stall. Maybe out to 1,200 helps her a little bit today. The horse that did beat her at Kilmore, she conceded a bit of ground too coming around the turn. And when you work back to the margin, it mightn't have been in her favour, but she was a short price favourite there. She's going to carry a similar mantle today. It looks a race she can get away with, but as Harry said, the price isn't too much to try and draw you in. Six in for second Visualising has tried well in Fast Time in Resumption for this after two good runs at Echuca and Pakenham in his first preparation. Charlie's Tim worked home okay in a recent Camperdown jump out, and then 10 Gunner Gunner, 8, 6, 1 and 10 for mine in race number three. Fourth event on the program. We stretch to 1,600 metres here. We've got another shorty, $1.45 this one. It's a maiden over 1,600. Five Lord Wonder comes out. We need a rider for 11, Scotch Sun, and that is Michaela Lawrence. So Michaela Lawrence now your rider for number 11 in race number four. Burley Boy, $1.45. Stats, $4.20. Morphling, $7.50. Bottom Deck, $10. Harry, if you're lining them up, coming through the same race, first and second favourite. Burley Boy, beaten. Went a short quote there at Geelong, but he was probably beaten by a promising horse, and the second favourite's got to find about four lengths to knock him off.
Yeah, exactly right. You've taken the words right out of my mouth. I was somewhat against Burley Boy last start. I was keen on that Waller debutant, Logan Street Lion, who we'll obviously talk about in the next race. I thought he just ran really well despite not winning. Just ran into Logan Street Lion. There was a big gap to third, which was Stats, as you mentioned, can test this race too, and is the market second elect. I don't see that horse turning the tables on Burley Boy. So, again, no price about the horse, but expect the favourite to be winning. Stats in for second. Morphling continues to race into the minor money, but the beaten margins are significant. And then Bottom Deck, probably best of the rest. 3-7-10-9.
3-7-10-9 from Harry with 3 Burley Boy as well. Had a really good run fresh and just found one better. And we'll, I suppose in the race following, we'll find out how much better Logan Street Lion was. He was had form 6 lengths and the liar 5 and 6 lengths alike off Cherry Tortoni in his last preparation. Gives the impression that Out to the Mile is going to hold no issues for him. But you've just got to want to take the $1.45. Stats has to turn around the form. Has plenty to find to turn over Burley Boy today. 10 Morphling has been placed in their last three starts and gets out to 1600 metres. And then Silver Mane was a battling effort through the same race as Burley Boy and Stats, but wasn't overly bad. It goes around about a $34 chance and does get the blinkers today. 3-7-10-6 for mine in race number 4. Fifth event on the program. This is a class 1 over 1600 metres. Scratchings from this race, runners 11 and 12. Logan Street Line is the favourite here, $2.20. Marcolt $4.40. Pearlman $8.50 with Night Hustler. Montier at 11. $11 Scissors and Dissonance a $12 chance. Are we with the favourite, Harry?
I'm not, and I know that I was with it last start, and I thought the win was really good. He has upside, he maps well. I think he could certainly go on with it, but I'm going with the top weight Pearlman. Looked to have plenty to offer first up at Bendigo in a handy benchmark 64. Was held up, not tested at all to the line. He'd had a long layoff beforehand. Expect he derives great benefit from the run and will eat up the mile. I just think at that price, I couldn't let it go around. Without a bet on Logan Street Lion, obviously the danger can certainly win. I think has plenty of upside. Number 8, Montia, battled on well to finish within a length of the winner in third last start. Said winner has run well since, and second place getter has subsequently won from that race. And then Mark Holt won at Winks Odds at Wangaratta in a maiden. I just think there's more depth here. 1-2-8-5.
1-2-8-5. I'm with Harry here with the toppy Pearlman. Go back and have a look at some of his international form. He ran a couple of runs in Ireland. He was beaten 6 lengths by Nickajack Cave, who was right up there in the betting for the Melbourne Cup before he was taken out through injury, and the run prior to that to Do's Dart. Hasn't won for some time. The run at Bendigo was really, really good. He had plenty to offer and nowhere to go. Johnny Allen takes a ride for Amy McDonald. I think he just had that might bit of upside that if he gets some clear air, he's been competitive in much stronger races than this. He might just run all over the top of them. Have to respect Logan Street Lion after what he did on the boo there at Geelong, but he's bouncing out of maiden grade and looking to remain unbeaten, and the stats are against that happening, and $2.20 with the price on offer. Happy to have the $8.50 and the like around Pearlman. 5 Marcolt was just better than them at Wangaratta when sent out that short price favourite, and then out to number 8, Montia, but happy to back the 1 each way. 1-2-5-8 for mine in race number 5. Race number 6 on the program. This is a benchmark 78 over 1,400 metres. Scratchings from this race are runners 4 and 5. Tab Fixed Odds favourite Reckoning 390 just ahead of Taxu at 4. Smoke Bomb 480. Vungas 550 with Wings of Pastrami. This is a pretty even race, Harry.
Yeah, it was. I was just about to say that, Brendan. It's a tough race. You could certainly make a case for probably every runner. I'm going with Wings of Pastrami. I wish had have maybe drawn out a bit, but with her nonetheless, she was doing her best work late, being an all-the-way winner last start, that winner, so she ran well against that pattern. Always improved second up, will appreciate the furlong and trip. I just think the form around her and the prior form around her is the right form. Number 1, Vungas, nearly knocked off subsequent winner Dice Roll last start over the trip. Third up and fitter. We know what we get with him. He leads or near enough to and sticks on for a long way. Taxu, I thought, was really good first up. Narrowly beaten by Innkeeper, who, as we know, subsequently won the Wangoom during the week. And Smoke Bomb goes in my quaddie too. As I said, I can see there are other hopes in the race. I've gone 9-1-8-6.
9-1-8-6 from Harry. I'm going to go with number 8, Taksu, here. I can just see him getting a nice run in behind the speed. He was a little bit further back than maybe anticipated there at Terang first up. He closed off well. He might just be the one getting the right run. He's second up to take advantage of a race where there's plenty of horses that like to roll forward, and he might be the first one getting to them. Taksu on top for my number 8. To beat one, Vungas has good form through the dice roll race at Caulfield. He's got a solid record without winning third up, and he ran a really good race in the Melbourne Cup Country Final there over the spring. 9 goes in for third, Wings of Pastrami. You know she's going to be strong late, and you know getting through the soft ground is going to be no issue for her. And then at number 3, Reckoning, got a long way back there at Bendigo to charge over the top of them. Horses closer to the speed might be able to get a bit of a jump on him and just have his work cut out chasing them late. 8-1-9-3 for mine in race number 6. Race number 7 on the program. This is a 58 over 1,400 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 13, 17 and 18. Rider for 16, Hawkstone, is Michael Poy. Winsome Voyage is the favourite at $4.20. Unchain My Bike at 5. The Olympian, $5.50. Recompenser at $7.50. Galaxy Pirate, 10 with Sharon Carr. And then they head off into double figures from there. Harry, who do we like in race 7?
I was keen on another local, Winsome Voyage, even prior to that key scratching of Lion's Tooth. The horse is resuming. He's jumped out nicely leading into this prep. He just maps well. I think this is the right trip for him. Seems to tire over the mile. I also think Best Efforts is simply above a 0-58 race. So I'm happy to have the 3 on top of 2, Unchain My Bike. Probably, arguably, hasn't lived up to his potential of his first prep this time in with a few excuses, but back in grade should help. The Olympian must be a chance in a field of this caliber, and Recompensa I've got in for 4th. I'm pretty happy to be with the 3 ahead of 2, 8 and 12.
3, 2, 8 and 12 from Harry. Same 4 numbers, but I'm going with Unchain My Bike. Just forgetting the run at Geelong, he was held up at the wrong stage. He was there with plenty to offer Kent just behind the speed, and then when it was time to go, there was nowhere to go. He gets the trip. He's got a good record at the distance. He'll get through the soft ground. He'll be up there close enough to the speed. Knew it takes the reins today. I think with clear air, Unchain My Bike number 2 can win and beat Winsome Voyage. He's never far away, but in saying that he doesn't win out of turn. 12 in for third, which is Recompenser from the Shane Nichols stable. Can improve second up, has good second up form. Does climb a little bit in the weight today. And then number 8, the Olympian, 2, 3, 12 and 8 for mine in the 7th on the card. Race number 8, second last, a 64, this over 1,400 metres. Scratchings here are 6. 13, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 and 20. Harry Grace is the rider for number 2. Excuses, excuses. Sophia is the favourite at $2.40. Senna's Express at $5.50. Excuses, excuses, $7.50 with Think winning. Big Brew 10 out. August Rose at 11. The running, Run Walrus Run, a $16 chance with Ready to Indulge.
Yeah, look, number 12, Sophia, apparently didn't stretch out first up, according to Jamie Carr. It sort of looked that way on the replay, but was getting going late. It was still definitely a pass mark. It was a stronger race. I just think she'll derive great benefit from the run. She was good second up last prep. Just no match for stablemate Ayrton. Honestly, I couldn't find anything here to take her on. So I'm going one out and making this horse my best of the day. Maybe Signers Express, who hit the line strongly last start when first up. It was in weaker grade. Think winning was held up last start. I thought just held ground once clear. Did win well 2 back, but it was just a 4-year-old and up maiden. And I've got excuses, excuses in as next best. 12-4-7-2.
12-4-7-2 from Harry. I'm with the 12 as well, Sophia. I thought you were solid enough, fresh in a benchmark 70 at Bendigo. It was a race that wasn't run at a great speed and a race that really didn't change a lot. Those horses that finished in front of her were the ones that controlled the race, and she finished on their heels. She comes back to a 64 here off that 70 run. She's got that little bit of fitness on her side. I think she's just the best horse in the race. If she puts it together, they'll find it tough to hold her off today. Senna's Express in for second. Got got Shuffle back there fresh at Kilmore and then took a bit to get warm off the slow speed, but will be fitter off that run. Five, Our August Rose comes back to 1,400, just struggled a fraction late at the 1,500 at Mornington last time. The soft ground's no issue. And then two, Excuses. 12, 4, 5 and 2 for mine in race number 8 as we move to the final event on the program. This is a 64 over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 3, 12, 13, 14, 16, 18 and 20. Daniel Moore picks up the ride on Jugs, and Tumia is the favourite at $2.80. Ayakusa at $5, $6.50 Son of Belsky, Inspired Sun $6.50, Cheeky Peaky $7.50, out to Sun Samurai $16 chance.
I'm with Terramia. I was only narrowly beaten by subsequent winner Zorro's Dream last start. Prior to that, comes through a really strong race too at Mornington. We've seen the winner of that subsequently win a stakes race in Adelaide. The knock is if she gives away too much of a head start, but I think with race fitness, hopefully she proves too good. I very nearly tipped number 10, Son of Belsky. Sparked my interest after some nice trials and jump outs. He's a New Zealand import that fires fresh. My knock was maybe that he'll be looking for 7 furlongs. Cheeky Peaky, I like back to 1,200 metres with blinkers on. Yet to run a bad race in his career. Maps well from a middle draw to get every chance. And Huasca, I cannot say that for the life of me. Number 11 was an impressive debut winner prior to a spell. Goes in the quaddy. 7-10, 8-11.
7-10, 8-11 from Harry. I'm with Termi. I think she's one of the good bets of the day at a reasonable enough price to jump into. She was good at Bendigo. She had to concede a bit of ground there, and she got through the line nicely. Her runs prior to that were good. She comes back to a 64. Her last time at a 64, she was a really strong beating over there when she was fresh. She'll be winning this, I think, to beat number 19, Inspired Sun. He's a horse that gets back and he'll tease you, but he'll be hitting the line as hard as anything late. Number 8, Cheeky Peaky, gets the blinkers for the first time, and then out to 10, Son of Belsky, the former Kiwi, first up for the Brown Stable. Ben Allen takes a ride. 7-19, 8-10 for me in the final event on the program. Harry, how are we playing the program at Ballarat today with your best value quarter and play of the day?
Well, it certainly seems a case of sink or swim with both of us tipping so many of the same horses. Best bet, race 8, number 12, Sophia. Like I said, I can't make a solid enough case for anything else. I think that horse simply wins. Value, race 5, number 1, Pearlman. Quaddy, first leg, 1-6-8-9. Second leg, 2-3-8-12. We're standing out, number 12, in the third leg. Last leg, 7-8-10-11. Play of the day, hopefully we kick off the day with a few winners. I'll have an all up. Race 1, number 2, Express Master, into race 2, number 8, Lady Cumberland.
Best of luck with your Ballarat form guide. Harry, we'll catch up a little bit later on with a look at Mudgee.
Thanks, Brandon. You too.
My best for the day is in the final event, race 9, number 7, Tumia. Value bet, race 2, number 2, Mutinous for the quaddy. First leg, 1-3-8-9. Second leg, 2-3-8-12. Third leg, 2-4-5-12 into 7-8-10-19. Play of the day for me will be Terramia in the final event into Mutinous each way. So race 2, number 2 each way into race 9, number 7. Joining us on the line from racing.com is Ben Ascari. Ben, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan.
After a busy Warrnambool Carnival, how did we find going through the 9 races at Ballarat?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough that I was off yesterday, so I didn't have to do anything for Caulfield, and I think I might have dodged a bullet there. That was pretty tricky, but I'm looking forward to Ballarat today. Refreshed after what was a big week at the Bull.
Best bet for the program, what's the one we're most keenest on?
Yeah, the one I'm most keen on is race 2, Lady Cumberland. That race is holding up really nicely this year. Came out of On Debut. Electric Bell, of course, has won 2 since. The horse narrowly beat her, including that impressive win at Sandown. And the third and fourth horses from the race have subsequently won. So not only is the form good, it's backed up on the clock. They ran good time there. And she really caught my eye. I was watching the jump outs for Archie Alexander's two-year-old in the first race before I got to Lady Cumberland. And I was like, who is this horse that's come right away and won impressively? And it was Lady Cumberland. So she's jumped out really impressively since. she's not favourite. I don't know if she's now. She certainly wasn't favourite this morning, and I think she deserves to be favourite over Strategy, who maybe doesn't have the upside that she does. So pretty keen on her, and I'm with you in the last. I do like Karamea down in class. She looks well placed if she can hold her form as well. I'm surprised we're getting better than $3 about her. So they're the, I thought, the two best today, race two, Lady Cumberland, and race nine, Karamea.
Plenty of value around. Have we been able to find one at a double figure price or close to?
Yeah, there is one that I like at double figures. There was one that I liked at, I think there's three or four I like at double figures today, but one of them is top at double figures. Rowan's run in the eighth. On face value, he's pretty disappointing first up, but the pattern was against him. He travelled wide, and I think it was just a completely forgivable run. He showed a lot of promise last preparation. Senior jockey going back on today, fitter for the first up run, sting out of the track, a positive. I think if he can get back to his best, he could run a really big race. I heard you say $16 earlier for Run Walrus Run. So hopefully he can bounce back to something like his best in the eighth.
How are you attacking the quarter?
I think there's, as you said, plenty of value. So we're going to go nice and wide in the quaddie today and try and get a little bit of value in it. So as I just bring the quaddie back up, of course, there's a problem with live radio, isn't it? It disappears when you need it to be right there in front of you. But here we go. So quaddie today, first leg 1389, second leg 2312, third leg 24912. And we come home 7, 8, 10, 11, and 19.
Best of luck today, Ben.
Thank you very much.